Something for the weekend. Good morning. It's Trina Mara. Damien Farrelly is in with news from the net. Good morning, Damien. How are you?
I'm grand, Trina. Yeah, good to be back. Yeah.
I'm smothering. Not to moan, but I am actually smothering.
You're now a martyr to the cause. Aren't you great?
What do you have for us today?
Well, I'm wondering. Well, hopefully it's not. It's not the coronavirus
Stop
you have.
Stop it. Don't even joke about that.
Yeah, but everyone's
saying my God.
Yeah.
Aisling in the office here has been talking about this. And she keeps saying, I'm telling you guys, it's on the way. It's on the way.
Yeah.
I don't want to create panic.
Well, I'm not creating panic, but I heard, you know, you're dipping in and out of TV and you're seeing stuff online and everything else. And somewhere I saw that this could possibly overtake SARS. Do you remember the SARS virus?
Now, I remember the name of it, but I can't really remember much about it.
Because I think they had SARS kind of confined to under 10,000 people. Once it goes over that, that's kind of obviously much bigger. And that's the way this thing is heading at the moment.
Yeah.
But you can see the panic in China and the speed at which they're building two hospitals. How long does it take us to build a children's hospital?
Do you know what? I'm about 2 years trying to get a box room painted and they build a hospital in a week. Two hospitals in a week.
I'm just looking at it, marvelling at, you know, what sort of site four men or women are taking care of this. The diggers, they're going in and going out. And they seem to have this, like, there's a serious formula.
Yeah, very efficient. They're working throughout the night. I suppose they need to get this done quickly.
They do, because, and that's the key to it, I believe. It's containment. Keep everybody who has the symptoms of this awful thing nearly in quarantine. And that's the only way to get rid of this. And the bad thing about it is this can spread from, say, your aluminium door handles. How long that lasts on the aluminium door handle or whatever, they don't kind of know. Say, I have the virus and I go out the door and I have my hand on the handle of the door. You come in a couple of minutes later, you've got it. That's how quick this spreads,
this thing.
And that will take about 12 to 24 hours to go off that handle.
Yeah, I heard a fella on the news there during the week, and he was talking about how basically the schools have been closed over in China until March or something like that. And everyone's been told to work from home, don't even attempt to go into work. And people are afraid to mix with family and everything just in case, like they're trying to stay in their own homes.
Yeah. And you see, people don't know what to do. And I can understand doctors' frustrations as well, because, you know, you go into a doctor's surgery and you see loads of people prawning and farting and coughing and everything. You don't know what you have.
The germ fest, yeah.
Genuinely people are worried and they don't know. It could be just that it's man flu or a cold or whatever it is, but you don't know. And that's why this is so tricky.
Yeah, yeah. I think everybody who has been infected with the coronavirus, they've all been to Wuhan in China, haven't they?
Yeah.
So even the couple in Canada, there was a married couple that were diagnosed with it. So you're not going to get it unless you've maybe been to Wuhan in China over the last couple of weeks.
Or in close contact with somebody who has been there. Husband and wife, as you say, and she was obviously the first person in Canada with it because she stepped off the plane. I'm worried about then all the people on the plane. Does it spread that fast? If they were coughing on the plane or sneezing, with air conditioning, you know the way, isn't it recycled air? They have an aeroplane.
I know, on planes they pick up everything, don't
they? Does that mean like the 200-odd or 300-odd passengers that were on the plane have it now? It's frightening.
It is. Well, talk about timing. We were watching on Netflix the other night. There is a new series just arrived on Netflix called Pandemic. So this would have been made long before they knew anything about the coronavirus.
Yeah.
And it's basically all about how to prevent an outbreak.
100 years ago, a deadly influenza virus infected hundreds of millions of people.
Somewhere in the order of 50 to 100 million deaths.
When we talk about another flu pandemic happening, it's not a matter of if, but when.
It just takes one person to start an outbreak.
The result would be hundreds of millions of people that would likely die.
We're making a vaccine that could treat all future versions of flu.
This vaccine could eradicate influenza as we know it.
The problem's so widespread, the World Health Organization is calling the refusal to vaccinate one of the biggest threats of 2019.
Within 1 month, the virus can spread throughout the country. A month after that, widespread throughout the world.
The next pandemic is going to start. We just don't know where or how, but we know it will.
That poses an existential threat to us as a species.
So there it is, Pandemic on Netflix now. This is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.